Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Now, Liverpool, absolutely fantastic in the first leg of their Europa League quarterfinal tie against Borussia Dortmund at the Westfalenstadion. Watching there last night, German football commentator Jonathan Harding, who joins us now. Morning to you, Jonathan.
Morning.
As I just mentioned then, the atmosphere, I can only gauge it off the TV and the singing of You'll Never Walk Alone. It seemed like quite a special night.
Definitely a special night, even unique for Borussia Dortmund, who are used to special nights, shall we say, in their recent history. Wonderful to see both sets of fans. I heard someone say that it was beyond football that moment, and I thought that was a perfect way to describe it, really.
Beyond football. Now, the football itself, I think most people expected Borussia not to play Liverpool off the park, but they probably expected them to have a lead come the end of that first leg. I thought Liverpool were very intelligent with the way they played the game last night.
Superb game plan from Jurgen Klopp, and I have to give him, you know, full credit, because I didn't know whether he would be able to get one over his apprentice, if you like, in Thomas Tuchel. But he adapted to the way that he knew Dortmund were going to play. He played counter-attacking football, reacted rather than sort of tried to dictate the game, and it worked perfectly. I thought the key moment for me was obviously the goal. I mean, Origi scoring, Dortmund took about 10 minutes to digest that, and they really struggled, and so did the home crowd. There was definitely a feeling of, oh, well, we weren't expecting that. And Liverpool, to be fair, could have probably had another one. And I have a very strong feeling that if they got a second away goal, Dortmund's task next week would have been made almost impossible.
Yeah, it certainly would. What did Liverpool manage to stop Dortmund doing? I mean, I was trying to analyse some of the Dortmund play, and some of their passing is so, so slick. But Liverpool seemed defensively to sort of hunt in numbers and get to the ball quite quickly. What did they affect in terms of Dortmund's game plan?
It was certainly a big issue. It was certainly a big issue for Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, Henrik Mkhitaryan, and Marco Reus. It was key for me that Marco Reus had another quiet night on a big stage. It was hardly in the game, only really noticeable because of the free kick chance that Mignolet saved fairly comfortably. Aubameyang was brought off. I mean, that in itself is credit to Liverpool. They dealt with him so well that he didn't even play the full 90 minutes. It was a case of really pushing Dortmund into areas in which they couldn't make the most of things. I still found that Dortmund were able to create some space, and maybe Liverpool's positioning initially wasn't exactly what it should have been, but they reacted so, so well. Lovren and Saka were always there at the last moment. You know, that block in the first half to deny Mkhitaryan was absolutely massive in the context of the game. The things like that, last-ditch defending, being there when it really mattered, defending exactly like Klopp would want them to, I think.
Yes.
And that's what made the difference, I think.
So, some brilliant keeping at times from the Dortmund keeper who pulled off two or three amazing saves.
Yeah, and it's nice, really, because Roman Weidenfeller has just been given that extra year at Dortmund, and I think a lot of people felt he was there to just stick around. But Dortmund have done so well with their rotation in terms of keepers. Weidenfeller's been European keeper, and he's always come good on big European nights. That save in the second half, absolutely massive. You know, I was just saying earlier, if Liverpool had got a second goal, that would have made things extremely difficult. And proof that even at that age, you still got some serious class in it.
In terms of the Dortmund players last night, Jonathan, who actually did stand out for you?
Well, I know that Mats Hummels got some criticism for his performance, and he was at fault for the first goal. I felt his positioning was a bit off, but the way he reacted, I thought, was superb. You know, as a captain should, scored the goal, and passed like an absolute hero out of the back. I thought his passing was absolutely fantastic. But out of all of the Dortmund players, Julian Weigl, for me, up there with Roman Weidenfeller. Julian Weigl's probably one of the most surprised signings for Dortmund this season in terms of how successful he's been. Signed for $2.5 million at the beginning of the year, not expected to be a superstar, is now a linchpin in Dortmund's midfield. So Weigl or Weidenfeller, I think, certainly a case of the W for Borussia Dortmund last night.
Absolutely. What did the boss, Thomas Tuchel, have to say after it all?
I think he acknowledged that Dortmund were playing a little bit cramped. He said we looked a bit cramped at times. He knew that it was not exactly the result that people expected or that he would have wanted. He said that they didn't play the football that they demanded of themselves at times, particularly talking about that time in and around Liverpool's goal. But 1-1 is a perfectly acceptable position for them to be in. I mean, I think a lot of people I know have thought it's going to be something like 3-1, but They're happy enough with 1-1 and confident that they can score at least one at Anfield.
It seems only apt, Jonathan, that, you know, the romanticism of this tie being drawn, Klopp against his former side, that it should be on a knife edge for the second leg of it.
Oh, it's perfect. I mean, I think as much as many people thought that Dortmund were going to run away with it in the first leg, it's only fitting that Anfield gets just as brilliant an evening as we've just had at the Westfalen. So it should be a brilliant game.
What's going to happen?
No, that's the question, isn't it? I still fancy Dortmund. I think that this game will have given them a huge indication as to how Klopp wants to play. And Tuchel, I think, has the edge maybe a bit more than before as to say, OK, if that's how you're going to play it, then we'll change up and we'll surprise you as well. I'm confident that Dortmund can score at least one.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks for joining me, Jonathan. I believe you're on a train somewhere away from Dortmund. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it. And I apologies for the lack of connection, but that's probably why, yeah.
no problems. Great to chat with you. Thank you very much indeed.
Always a pleasure.
Jonathan Harding, German football commentator. This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.